Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The French Prime Minister said this week that officials will crack down on people who hold unsanctioned protests. And he said thousands of security forces will be deployed this weekend for what's expected to be another round of demonstrations. Here's French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe speaking through an interpreter on French TV.
We need to preserve the right to demonstrate in France, and we must sanction those who want to infringe on this right. That's why the government favors updating existing legislation, adopting a new law to punish those who do not respect the obligation to declare protests, those who take part in undeclared protests, those who arrive at protests with balaclavas.
Balaclavas are the masks some of the protesters have been wearing at the demonstrations. The protests were triggered by a fuel tax hike, but President Emmanuel Macron eventually abandoned that tax increase in response to the demonstrations. The violent scenes coming out of Paris recently make it difficult to remember the romance and beauty of the city, the culture, the wine, and of course, the food, which, try as you might, you just can't get here in the U.S.
Welcome to the French Chef. I'm Julia Child. We're going to make French croissants today. They're used in France mostly for the continental breakfast or petit déjeuner.
That was Julia Child, decades ago, teaching Americans about a French classic. But save for a few wonderful bakeries in this country, they didn't really figure out how to do it the French way. So on our recent trip to France, we stopped into a pâtisserie to learn from a master. Laurent Duchesne has been recognized as one of the best pastry chefs in France. He owns a bakery in the 13th arrondissement, and if you're looking for a perfect croissant, he might just be the guy.
Perfect croissant, it's a very crispy croissant with a lot of puff pastry, and it smells a good taste of butter inside.
And a bad croissant?
A bad croissant is very soft, like a brioche, and you can't have a very good smell of butter and is not creamy inside.
Why are there so many of those?
It's probably some of people get croissant already made, that's one point, and also because it takes a lot of time and process to make a good croissant.
Duchesne mentioned butter there. He says that is key, and one reason France has such good croissant game.
For us, we're using AOP butter, which is produced in France, in the best area for the butter.
So the butter is very important?
Yes, butter is very important for the croissant because the percentage of butter is important, and it gives the taste and the smoothness of the croissant.
So once you've got the perfect butter...
In fact, the dough should be made one day in advance, because she should maturate overnight in a fridge to get all the flavor, all the from all the yeast, and that's very important first. And then afterwards, we should add the butter and give the layer. So it's very important to have the thin layer and very even to get something crispy and to get a very good puff pastry.
How do you fold it?
We fold it in three, and in fact, we're doing three times these things, which it gives what we call professionally three turns.
How long does it take to make one?
After you make the dough one day in advance, it could take about one or two hours to finish the croissant, because the croissant needs to proof, needs to be baked.
What does that mean, to proof?
To proof, because the dough contains yeast, and it should rise at a temperature of 25 degrees, not more, otherwise butter will melt. And it should rise into humidity atmosphere to make sure it doesn't dry also.
And when you bake it, how long do you bake it for? What temperature?
We bake it for about 40 minutes at 180 degrees.
Celsius.
Celsius, of course.
And then how long can it last after that? I mean, when we walked into this pâtisserie, there are croissants that are in the case. How long can they stay there before it's been too long?
I mean, the best croissant is the croissant which has been baked only half an hour or 1 hour maximum before.
In Duchesne's bakery, there are baguettes, eclairs, tarts, and bonbons, almond croissants, which I took to go, and of course, plain croissants.
That looks very good.
Yeah, that you see, the croissant should be well cooked to have a crispy on the outside and very moist inside. And it's very important when you're touching the croissant, you should hear the crispy part, you know, which is important.
You can hear that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very good thing.
And you don't put anything on top of it. No. We just see, what is the glisten there?
We just put what we call egg wash, which is a mixture of egg yolks, eggs, and milk, just to make it shiny on the top.
Now, there are a lot of different kinds in here. Over there, you see the almond croissant, which looks very different. It's sort of flatter.
Yeah, it's very flat because it has been imbibed with syrup and filled with almond cream and re-baked again.
And then what are the other kinds that you have there?
We have pain au chocolat, which is very classical in France. It's filled with chocolate bars.
Does it ever make you hungry to just be in front of these things?
Yeah, it's kind of thing. When you start a croissant, you should always finish it. Sometimes it's happened to me, I just want to try if it's well cooked, and I try it, but I need to finish it. So it's,
instead of just eating it along the way.
Just to taste it.
How many do you sell in a given day here?
We sell the whole totality variety of viennoiserie. We sell about 800.
800?
Yeah.
Wow. And is it...
Mainly with croissant. The best sales is croissant, of course.
And how many does one individual person buy? Just one at a time? Or do people come in and buy 15 croissants?
No. Most of the time, they know we bake croissant maybe twice or three times a day. So they come even one or two times a day, but they want to get the croissant which has been baked only 1 or 2 hours before.
Are you able to eat one without having the crumbs fall all over you?
Yes, but you know, it makes a good croissant when you have all the things fall down on you.
You have some pieces to taste later.
Yes.
They look so delicate. I mean, it's like a piece of art.
Yeah, it's very light. In fact, when you see croissant, you can see all the puff pastry, and that's what makes a good quality of croissant.
So on your white coat here, you've got a collar that has the blue, blanc, and rouge, the blue, white, and red. What is that?
It's a competition, what we call the MOF, Meilleur Ouvrier de France, and it's a competition every 3 or 4 years, but it's the highest competition for working, hand working in pastry.
Meilleur means best.
Yes.
So you're the best.
I try every day.
Oh, look, another tray of croissants going out onto there. Obviously, you're selling out quickly.
Yeah, because we can't put, of course, all the croissants at the same time, so we have to make them one by one.
But it's early evening. Were people coming in here at this time of day to get these?
The best selling of croissants, it's early in the morning. So as soon as we open the shop, people wait to get the croissant.
When we visited in the early evening, there were still plenty of items in the case, but he won't be selling these croissants tomorrow.
No, we never sell croissants from tomorrow, from the day before.
Really?
Yes, we cook them every day.
They've got to be fresh.
Yes.
What's the difference? Can you tell the difference if you have one the next day that stayed overnight?
Of course, because overnight the croissant gets moisture, humidity, and is not crispy. He hasn't got the same taste of butter, fresh butter. So it's different for us, yeah.
Duchesne says he remembers an American visitor who was really taken with the croissants here.
He came every day. He spent a week in France. He came every morning, and he feels like he was in a shop of toys shop, you know.
Because we don't have those.
Yeah, I like this. I want this. I want to try this. And it makes me very funny, yeah, yeah.
You think it's funny?
Yeah, it's funny because it's like he's with big eyes looking everything, wanted to try everything. And I really like this, yeah.
As for Duchesne, when he's the one eating, he often goes for a plain croissant.
I like the plain one, yes.
And do you put anything inside of it, any jam or anything like that?
No, I just like croissant with coffee, that's all.
That's it?
That's it.
How often do you have that?
I try 2 or 3 times per week, but not more than this because I try to keep healthy.
keep the good waistline.
Yeah, exactly.